And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. Freely have received, freely give. Wow. Isn't that an awesome set of statements that God told us to do as His children? Amen. Somebody said, well, now I don't believe I can heal the sick. Okay, it won't work for you. There ain't no use in you do it. You don't believe it. He's a faith God. You know, so if you don't believe you can lay hands on the sick, if you don't believe, you know, when it comes to raising the dead, I got to tell you about this pastor, Southern Baptist preacher. And I know this guy. He's now has since died, but at the time, several years ago, he was alive and well. And he'd been a Southern Baptist preacher for years, and he read all these scriptures. So one day he gets with God and he says, God, it looks like in this book, I have all this power to do all these things, and I've never seen you do any of these things. He said, why do you not do these kind of things today? And the Lord spoke to him. He said, because you won't preach it. He said, I confirm the word. You won't preach it. You never preach to your church that you can heal the sick. He said, so that's why I don't do anything here, because you don't preach it. And he said, Lord, if I'm willing to preach, he said, Lord, it says here we can even raise the dead. He said, if you're willing to preach it, I'll make it come to pass. Whoa, man, he prepared him a sermon. And I mean, Sunday he preaches about this power. I mean, God, He can heal the sick. He can raise the dead. I mean, He really preached it. He felt good about himself. Said, Lord, I preached it. Well, that was Sunday evening, Sunday night, when he preached that. Well, Monday morning, there's a lady called and said, Brother Shadlin, would you come down to the hospital? He said, what's wrong? He said, my husband, John, he had a heart attack and died this morning. Well, if he's dead, what do you want me to come down there for? Said, we want you to come down here and raise him from the dead. Uh-oh, he is in trouble. Oh, my lands, he's agonized. Bob was his first name, was the pastor. So Bob agonized all the way down to the, and he walked in the door. When he walked in the hospital, one of the little grandchildren come running across and said, Brother Bob, praise the Lord that you're here to raise Grandpa from the dead. Oh, he said, son, don't say that so loud. You can understand the place he was in, can't you? Oh, all the way down he's praying. Oh, God, God, Lord, Lord, oh, Lord, Lord, if you don't show up today, I'm dead in the water, Lord. Please, Lord, show up. Oh, he's begging, pleading like he ain't never begged and pleaded in his life. He said, I get done and I walk in. And he said, I walk in. They take me into the room and there's John laying there. He said, the doctor's sitting there kind of twiddling his thumbs. He said, they won't let me do anything. He said, how long has he been dead? He said, about 2 hours. They won't let me do anything. He said, we're waiting on you to raise him from the dead. So he said, this is kind of stupid, isn't it? And Bob says, oh. He said, I go over there and I kneel down in front of him. He said, I reach up and touch him and said, John is stone cold dead. He said, I say, and quietly to my God, Lord, if you don't show up, I'm going to look like a fool. He said, you do what I tell you. I made my son look like a fool for all of you. See, God wasn't very compassionate with him, was he? So he said, I closed my eyes and laid my hand on John and said, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the spirit of death. And I command the spirit of life back in him. And everybody in the room screamed. John opened his eyes. He was totally well. Instantly, he was alive. That was a Southern Baptist preacher. But what happened? He said, Lord, I see where you say all these things. How come I've never seen it? He said, you won't preach it. He said, you preach it. He said, I told you in the book of Acts, I confirmed what they taught by signs and miracles and wonders. So if you're not willing to teach that Jesus is a healer, you're not willing to teach that He can raise the dead. I've only seen one raised from the dead, so my faith must be real low on raisings from the dead. I've only seen one, but the guy lives up here in Denton right now, and this has been about at least 15 years ago.
Two.
Oh, well, yeah, okay, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Caitlin. Caitlin was technically dead, too. That's right, Alan. I mean, you know, they had a breathing machine on her, but technically speaking, yeah, Caitlin was dead. Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was brain dead. Brain was disconnected. Eyes jerked out of her brain. Everything. She was brain dead. But after standing. But that wasn't an instantaneous thing. That took, you know, a while, a couple of weeks. But if you haven't heard Caitlin's miracle, we have it on CD, we have it on DVD. We got Caitlin's Miracle 2, which a lot of people tell me when I did that up in a church in the North Kansas, they said that's the best description of that they've ever heard. So the Caitlin, when I done the Caitlin Miracle, I did it down in Palestine, Texas, and I didn't have a mic for anybody that was out in the audience, and I just asked people to quote scriptures from their Bible. And so, but when I did it at Caitlin's Miracle 2, we called it, I didn't ask anybody to read because there was hundreds and hundreds of people there that day, great big church, and so I just did all the talking. So it's the continuity of it is really good, and everybody says they really like that one better than they do the other one. So if you haven't heard the story of Caitlin, make sure you get the copy of the DVD, Caitlin's Miracle, on Sid Ross Show. We did that on DVD. It's really good. Sid did a great job, or all those others. But we have seen the Lord do some wonderful things. But he did confirm what they taught with healings and signs and miracles and wonders. And so Bob Shadows was this guy's name. Bob has since deceased, went home to be with the Lord. But Bob, it changed Bob's life forever. And his faith began to change. And I talked to him one time after he spoke down at Christ for the Nations. I have never seen this myself. But Bob said he was speaking in faith, teaching the young men and women at Christ for the Nations how to walk in faith. And he said, after it was over, he said, I said, I'll pray for anybody. He said, a little girl come running up there, and a little young woman, probably 20s, that was going to Christ for the Nations. And she said, Brother Bob, I want you to pray. I need a new tooth. Right over here, I have one I had to pull, and I would like God to give me a new tooth. Now, you know, people don't ask you to do that unless you're teaching them these kind of promises. You know, you don't do a normal Southern Baptist message and ask somebody to come up and ask you for a new tooth. That don't normally happen. But they did come up that day, and she said, okay. And he said, I said, where's it at? And she opened her mouth. Said he was significantly taller than she was. He said, I was looking down in her mouth. She opened her mouth, and as she opened her mouth, I saw a brand new tooth come up in that pole, perfect, right there. And I said, wow. And she said, see, it's not missing. He said, no, I saw God put it in there for you. Just as soon as you opened your mouth and asked me to pray, he give you a new one. So that's the kind of God we serve. Amen. He's able to do all those kinds of things. What a mighty God we serve. But he told us that we can go heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received this mighty power. Freely give it away. So isn't that something that God told us to do this? So why does it not work so much? Well, one of the reasons it doesn't work is because we don't believe it'll work. You know, I mean, unbelief is rampant in the church today. I mean, you know, you pray for almost anybody. God says, I'm a faith God. Without faith, it's impossible to please me. And when you pray for something, you must believe with no doubt in your heart. What does it mean to believe with no doubt in your heart? It means that, let's just say you come down and say, maybe you come down and you call me and say, I need to borrow $50. And I said, okay, I've got $50. I'll let you have it. So when you walk in and say, I need my $50. You know, and then thank you for loaning it to me. Or do you, when I say, come get it, you start down here and you say, nah, I don't believe he's going to loan me at $50. You know, he probably ain't got no money himself. He's lying to me. You know, he ain't got $50. So he just told me that. So you never come get your $50. Well, that's exactly the way we do God with his promises.
That's right.
He tells you you can have something, and you come and somebody prays for you, and then you walk in and say, well, I don't know whether that worked for me or not. I still got my pain in my back or my arm, so I guess God didn't hear me. Like the woman up in Minneapolis the other day, she said she come to the first couple of teachings, and then I prayed for her back. And she said a couple nights later, she come up. I said, what did you come up for? She said, well, I want my back prayed for again. I said, but your back's already healed. She said, no, it's not. You prayed for it, but every time I turn, I got this pain here, I got this pain here. I said, the reason you don't have it fixed is because of your confession. I said, you got to stop the negative confession. I said, you didn't believe God. She said, but it still hurts. I said, I don't care if it hurts or not. You don't go by what you feel. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Now, if Jesus said He bore your sickness, removed your disease, are you going to believe Him or not? I said, when I prayed for you, He made us a promise. I said, you got to believe it. I said, repent. Tell the Lord you're sorry that you didn't believe you were healed. So, okay, Lord, I'm sorry. I believe I'm healed. And she turned and I said, well, is the pain there? She said, well, yeah, it's still there. I said, but you say when you turn, it's not there. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. It is done. She said, 2 days later, we left. I left and I didn't know what happened until 6, 7, 8 months later. We went back. She came up and she said, 2 days after you told me that, every time I start to turn, my back would hurt. Instead of saying, well, I guess I didn't get anything, she said, praise God, I'm healed. That back pain's still there, but praise God, it's written in the Word, I'm healed. She said, it took 2 more days, and after that, I never had another pain. She said, I think it was 7 or 8 months since we were there before, and she said, she came and gave her testimony. She said, I have not had another back pain since that day. I am completely healed. Well, now, how many people have I seen that happen to? Thousands of them. You know, thousands of them. All you got to do is believe these mighty promises. And if you do, as children of God, He will meet your need. Now then, let's go to Mark 2:5-11. Mark 2:5-11. I want you to see this. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house, and straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word unto them. What did he do to them?
Preach
the word. Just what we're doing today, preaching the word. Okay? And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born afore. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. Verse 5. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, look what he said. Your sins are forgiven you. You notice what he does? He forgives sin first. And after he forgives sins, then you get healed. Isn't that amazing? He forgave your sins. But there was certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. Verse 7 and 8. Why does this man speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.